This week's episode of North Carolina Theater Stories is brought to you in part by Walter Guy Jewelers, located at 210 Hay Street in downtown Fayetteville. Walter Guy Jewelers specializes in antique and unusual jewelry. Founder Walter Guy Sr. established his first jewelry store in 1963.
This is Jason Wetzel from downtown Fayetteville. I'm here with Mr. Lynn Pryor, creative genius of the Gilbert Theater. Lynn, what's in store for us tonight?
Well, I'm having more fun, once again this week, Jason, going through our giant scrapbook. And so many of the things I'm finding is 20 years ago or 17, 18 years ago. And it's just newspaper clippings and programs and postcards and photographs. But right now, I'm looking at a clipping that listed our season for 1998. And I am so impressed.
It's amazing.
I mean, looking back that we did all of these things. The Club, A Musical Diversion by Eve Miriam, wonderful writer, she writes children's books too. In the Gilbert Garden, and this is a play that set in a gentleman's club, and it's in New York, or it could be in London. It's that same beautiful club atmosphere and rich people and so on. But all of these wealthy men are in their tails and white ties and so on, are played by women. And I've just been looking through through those photographs, and here I was with Joyce Leip last night. We were in rehearsal for she and I are playing Mr. and Mrs. Poe at the Poe House for their Halloween program show. We do that every year with the Gilbert people. And I see her here dressed as a man with her cane, walking cane, with a Van Dyke, white Van Dyke beard. She is just incredible.
She's very handsome.
She's never disappoints. And some of our one here, and it's a musical. And here's Joy standing at this grand piano that we made, and with a keyboard squirreled inside the front part of it, singing. And then they're here having drinks and laughing It was just wonderful out there in the Gilbert Garden with 100 people probably or so. Here's the postcard that went out. The Club, the Gilbert Theater presents, 647 Grass Lane presents The Club, A Musical Diversion. Musical direction by Phyllis Stallings, directed by Marcella Casals. Wine tasting. Theater opens 1 hour before the curtain. Bring a picnic and taste your own wine. I'm sure that would be the case. We didn't have money for furnishing wine. And, oh my gosh, we were doing... Oh, we did it. We did it here in the garden. All our shows here, most of them were in the matinees because of lighting, of course. Then we moved to the Art Center Gallery, for a couple of performances. That was just a wonderful.
Who were some of the other actors?
Let's open the program and find out. Maestro, let's see. Phyllis Stallings, Johnny Rhonda Adams Brockie, Bertie Mimi Carter, Algie, Joyce Leip, Freddie, Stephanie Decker, Bobby, Polly Keller, and Henry Sean Blue. But this is just going down memory lane, obviously, after all these years later. The time was, it's a gentleman's club, New York City, the time 1903. But here's what the director's notes were. This is from Marcella. The club has at first sight a light and funny look at men's opinion of women at the start of the 20th century. Its English music hall style engages us to laugh with these men as they take their best shots at womanhood. And though we are invited to enjoy ourselves by playwright Eve Miriam, she manages to point out the limits that men have put on women. The club was written in 1973, the height of the feminist movement. Though both men and women of our time have come a long way in our view of the equality between the sexes, it is interesting to note how, the height of the feminist movement. Though both men and women of our time have come a long way in our view of equality between the sexes, it is interesting to note how many of these views still have some hold on us now at the end of the 20th century. It would be my wish that we could shake these off once and for all and start the 21st century with a clean slate. Having said as much, please sit back, laugh, and enjoy. So those are Marcella's notes for that. And now, 15 years later, I think there is continuous progress in the United States, at least.
By all means.
Now, our little dog, Michu, is making her presence known.
Yes, Michu.
And she always tries to get in the middle of things. And we love her so much, we're not going to scold her.
It's always this segment that she's the most vocal.
Anyway, so that was the opening, the fall opening of that season. Then we did Dutchman, which I described in an earlier
last
show.
Week.
Last week, in fact, a drama by Leroy Jones. Then we did Vital Signs by Jane Martin. It's a pseudonym for a man. I can't remember his name. Featuring 10 women doing 30 monologues. And some of them were just a couple of minutes. Then we did this wonderful play by Sam Shepard called Fool for Love. And that was here in downstairs about a woman's problem with her man. So talk about the club. There was a 20th century man who could not commit. And then an evening of one acts, featuring President Eisenhower Married Somebody Else. That was one of our original shows. And we took it to the competition and came in first, I believe.
Very good. The competition where?
Well, the North Carolina Theater Conference. That's held every year. We entered every year about 6 years in a row and came in first or second or costume, recognized for something or other. So that's that season. Very good, isn't it?
Oh, that's excellent.
That was an impressive season, my gosh. Now, here's a clipping from the Fayetteville Observer, bless their hearts. We couldn't do without them over the years. And this is after we came in second with the Dutchman at the North Carolina Theater Conference. They wrote this article, Fayetteville's Gilbert Theater placed second in the state at the community theater competition held in the North Carolina Theater Conference in Lenore last week. The theater won best production, first runner-up for the play Dutchman, directed by yours truly. Eight amateur theaters competed at the conference. Plays had to be no more than an hour in length, so that was perfect. We didn't have to cut it or anything. We've done very well when we've chosen, but after a while we stopped doing that.
Why?
It was expensive. And we had proved ourselves, mm-hmm. I say.
Oh, I say it's time for a comeback.
So one good thing after another was happening in those years and continuing to happen. Now, what's this? Another clipping. It's Women's Stories. This is the women are taking the stage. Gilbert Theater's Vital Sign consists of about 30 short monologues about the lives of women. The result is a sort of a montage of the contemporary female experience. All ages, races, and walks of life are represented in this play, which was written by Jane Martin. Some of the monologues are just 30 seconds long. Some are a few minutes, said Gilbert, artistic director Lynn Pryor. It's very fast-paced. Anne Tosco, Linda Riddle, Flo Cohen are among the actors who Jane Sellers directs and gives the dates and so on. So there's kind of a portion of our scrapbook, Jason. Now, do you have any questions? Anything?
The question I asked is why you say it's too expensive to get into the competition, but we've already proved ourselves, so you really don't need to do it, right? So was it the money or the fact that you've already proved yourself?
Well, it was a combination. After a while, everything in life gets old.
And it took a lot of time, did it?
Well, yes, it does.
Did it take away from your season?
Not that I remember. Any other questions for me?
I'm just looking at these. I have a handful of pictures from the club. And I'm trying to place these ladies that are gentlemen. And this one of Joyce in an Edwardian, what's it, after six?
With the striped pants.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.